Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song, and I pray that after the music stops that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. You're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you. El Shalom, God of peace. God of peace, and Father, I worship you. I worship you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't think y'all hear me out there. I don't want to listen to Queen when I listen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Just like the song just said, He is El Shaddai. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Rohi. Hallelujah. And I'm your host, Associate Pastor Deshaunna Wiley. And you are tuned in to, yes, tuned in to I Am Royalty Radio Show. Actually, the last one this year for 2011. Hallelujah. And the name is Faith Favor Finance Friday. And it is the last one this year. on today. Last night we had the Kings with Richard come in, and they did their thing last night. They rocked the house. But on today, hallelujah, on today we gonna have the Queens with Richard rock the house on today to seal the deal of what God has said for 2012. So first I want to start off saying, this is the Lord's doing, hallelujah. And this is marvelous and all right. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, beseech thee. So that the right now prosperity, hallelujah. If you know that God is going to see a right now prosperity, put your hands together and bless the Lord on this. I don't care where you is, because the Lord is going to support you and his people anyway. And if you know that God got something in store for you, in 2012, just say, I am chosen and I'm going to get my blessings. Hallelujah. Before I introduce the Queens and Riches of today, I just want to give you this scripture that the Lord has given me for today, for the Queens with Riches and the King and the Kings with Riches as well. And it comes to I'm coming to you out of Joel 2, verse 26. And you can meditate on this word later. You can read it for yourself. If you have your Bibles, it's Joel 2, verse 26. I'm coming to you out of the New International Version. And the word of the Lord says, you will have plenty to eat. And I got a comma right there. That means you need to pause on that thing and listen to what the Lord is saying to you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full. Ha! And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be ashamed. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My. Let me just read this one more time for you. I said, who's listening? You will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be ashamed. What they said on today, Queen with Riches and King with Riches, meaning that well, you can have whatever you like. Whatever you expect God to do for you, expect the unexpected for 2012. Expect a wealth transfer, a financial transfer, a spiritual transfer, but you got to be in your physical day to obtain all that God has for your life. Hallelujah. If you know that it's your purpose to transfer, turn yourself and say, transfer complete. Ha ha, you got a little shot. Transfer complete, because it's already done. I don't know about y'all, but y'all are online meeting, and when sometimes I need to transfer some money from one account to the next account, it only takes a matter of seconds. I hope somebody gave this in the spirit. And once the transfer is done, I get a confirmation number, and you shock up and say, transfer complete, because maybe that it's done. She walked in a trinity, humility, hallelujah. Also, a queen with regent king is the most powerful of powerful. She can push the king or her king, and she accepts her king for who he is. She knows how to encourage him, she knows how to motivate him, and she knows how to push him into the next level in the next dimension of ministry. Hallelujah. A queen with regent is a woman of great intelligence and beauty. 1 Samuel 25:3 says that Abigail was intelligent and beautiful. I'm talking about Nabal's wife, the woman who stopped her husband from taking, like the Bible says, he was acting like a man and put out who is the son of Jesse, who is David, and she begins to be blessed. Even though she was beautiful on the outside, she begins to live intelligent. Come on, Jesus, Jesus, let's go before the king, or he don't come heal my husband. And that's why David was impressed with her, and that's why when I thought she was just Nabal's wife, read it for yourself, but she became queen as a girl, because David was impressed by her intelligence and her beauty. Hallelujah. Now, if you want to be a queen with riches, you have to know that you are a queen with riches, huh, without a shadow of a doubt. Let me say something about being a queen with riches. It don't matter if the devil comes to you, you're still a queen with riches. Yeah, yeah, yes, you are. It don't matter if he'll talk about you, you're still a queen with riches. Hallelujah. A queen with riches is handcrafted. She's a masterpiece. She is chosen for the crown. From this day forth, men and women of God, I want you to know that you need to walk like royalty, huh? You need to talk like royalty. You need to talk. You need to royalty. What? You need to royalty. I need a blessed right or best. You need to know to be a queen with riches. You need to declare over your life. You need to declare out of your own mouth, all of your life, who you are in God. You need to know that you know that heaven is your back, no matter what time it looks like. Jesus said, whatever man thinks so is he. Meaning you got to think like it. Jesus said, by the voice of the heart, the mouth speaks. That means you need to know, you need to let your heart and your mind connect to be one to know that you are royalty. Proverbs 18:21 says, death in the life of the power of the tongue and those that eat the fruit therein. So we want to start saying positive, powerful things over our lives. We want to let our mind, heart, and soul and spirit come on one accord. I want you to begin changing clean and riches to use your own voice to begin to speak to yourself. The great things in your life to manifest in your life. If you need healing, I want you to say I'm healed now. Hallelujah. You need healing? I want you to say, one of the things I'm on loose. Hallelujah. If you need healing, I want you to say, I am making more money than my money comes easily and abundantly in my life. Because I have money and money finds me. Hallelujah. If you need healing, I say, I am higher than it is my position. If you need healing, declare the food in my house and I won't be stopped. If you need healing, declare the living declaration I clean and accept from my heart. And he will find me because I'm going to receive up the blessings from God. Whatever you need in your life, keep it clean with riches. Know that from this day forth, it's already done. Know that from this day forth, it's yours. And there's nothing the devil can do to say it by me. Hallelujah. I just want to share that God brought to my spirit for today for 2012. And now I want to introduce the psalm. And for these to others, the women of God on today, hallelujah. I'm going to introduce first, hallelujah, this awesome woman of God. She is my spiritual mother, hallelujah. I'm telling you, you want wisdom is going to be on the line on today, hallelujah. And I want to present the son and introduce to others, evangelist Marcia Newsom, hallelujah. Mother Newsom, you're on the air?
I'm here in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Next, I want to present the son and introduce to others. I'm telling you, an awesome woman of God. I kind of met this woman of God a few years ago, and he has had a keen connection ever since. She's a dynamic woman of God. I thank God for her. She's been here a few times. I'm going to present the son and introduce to others, Apostle Denise Chase. Are you live on the air?
Absolutely. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah. Next, I'm going to present the son and taught, and if I have a kid told me some things that had never been told, and I saw some things where I say she's an awful woman of God, I want to present the sermon and introduce the other Miss Antoinette Marshall. Hallelujah. You live on the air?
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, woman of God, I already know God will supply some things to all of y'all on today, what God gave me for Queen with Riches, and I'm just so excited about it. I'm telling you, I'm expecting God to move like never before on the airwaves on today. And I want to start off with Apostle Denise Chase. I want you to begin to say unto the women that's listening on today, what God, and also the men, what God is saying for 24 hours of their lives. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of y'all feel like y'all in labor right now? You've been carrying something for a long time, and then you just feel the pressure of a push in your belly. Come on, I need somebody to talk to me, because I know I ain't the only somebody, man. Glory
you
to
better
God.
Come on.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes. But I hear the Lord saying that it is time to push. You right at the brink. It is time to give birth to every dream, to every vision, to every promise that God has spoken. Some of y'all pregnant with new businesses, with great
businesses,
with books, with CDs, with poetry, with just a plethora, a multiplicity of things. The Bible says that God has given us power to make wealth. Amen. And what you need is in your hand. God has already seated within you. He has already placed within you what you need to bring you the kingdom wealth that he has promised you. And now is your time to release it. Now is the time to give birth to it real quick, because I want to hear the other woman of God. Amen. Today, as I was seeking God for what he wanted to say and what he was saying to us as we go into 2012, he took me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I'm going to read it, and I'm going to share the word of the Lord, and I'm going to move on. And it says this, and I'm reading out of the Message Bible. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. God's blessing inside the city. God's blessing in the country. God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, the lambs of your flocks. God's blessing on your basket of your basket and bread bowl. God's blessing in your coming in and God's blessing in your going out. God will defeat, y'all hear this, God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come at you on one road and run away on seven roads. God will order a blessing on your barns and workplaces. He will bless you in the land that God, your God, is giving you. The Bible says right here in verse 8, it said God will order. In the King James, it said he will command. God says, I have already guaranteed that the blessing is over your house. So you ain't got nothing to worry about. Verse 9 says God will form for you. God will form you as a people holy to him, just as he promised you, if you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live in the way that he has shown. God said, this ain't no time for compromising. This is not no time for wavering in your faith. If you're going to trust him, you got to trust him. If you're not, you need to get off the boat. God said, because I don't need no wishy-washy people walking with me in this season. All the peoples of the earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respect. Back here a few weeks ago, God gave me a word to tell the people that you've been prepared for the performance. 2011 has been your time of preparation. 2011 has been the time of making you ready for your starring role as the curtains get ready to be pulled back and your name gets ready to be called. As he is placing your name upon the marquee, God said, you've been prepared for the performance. People are going to know your name when all is said and done in 2012. Verse 11 says, God will lavish you with good things, children from your womb, offspring from your animals and crops of your land, and the land that God promised your ancestors, he will give you. God will throw open the doors of his sky vault and pour pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. So everything you touch is going to be blessed. Nothing is going to fail. God says you will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. And verse 13 says God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be the top dog, never the bottom dog. As you obediently listen to and diligently keep the command of God, of God, your God, that I am commanding you today. And God began to speak to me, and he says this. God says he is enforcing what he has promised, what he has spoken concerning you. He said release is your portion in 2012. As you keep his commandments and stay in intimate fellowship with him, you will see and receive all that he has promised you. All that you have petitioned him for shall come to pass. Be careful not to waver or doubt, for this will forfeit the blessing. This is not the time to fear, give up, doubt, throw in the towel. You have awaited a long time for this. Now is your time of manifestation. And the Spirit of the Lord says, rejoice, daughters of Zion. Rejoice, queens with riches, because your heavenly Father has come to reward your faithful diligence unto him, yes, and to show forth his glory and his blessing upon you. I just want to encourage you, women of God, as we exit out of 2011, leave the dead stuff behind.
Yes, come on.
I shared with my husband just the other day that, you know what, you know, back here in October, God spoke to me and he said, I'm finalizing some things. That's what the number 11 means. It means the end of a thing. It means that God is finalizing some things. So that means God began to take me through a pruning process of dealing with some issues and confronting some things that I had put on the back burner. But I'm determined. I told my husband this just the other day, that I'm determined that I'm leaving 2011 completely empty. I'm not holding on to nothing. No more messages, no more old stuff, no more dead stuff. All of it is staying at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow night.
All
the days of 2011 will be done and over with me. Because when I enter into 2012, it is a new start. It's a new beginning. God is going to set everything that's been out of order in order. And everything that he has promised me, I shall receive it. You need to declare that to yourself today. You're going to receive everything that God promised you. You ain't going through all the hell that you've gone through for nothing. You've not endured the trials and tests that have come at you for nothing. You have not withstood the adversity of the enemy for nothing. God said, this is your time. This is your season. So get ready, women of God, to receive all that God has spoken concerning you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. All I can, oh, Jesus. All I can say is that is so much confirmation.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, y'all, oh, God. Oh, I got to let all the women speak, and we got like 20 minutes left, but I'm telling you, oh, my God. Woo,
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Mother in the mother, Evangelist Marcia Newsom. I want you to speak wisdom to the kings and queens of riches on today, to what God is saying for 2012. Hallelujah.
Amen. And assistant, pastor, Wiley, I just want you to know there's a lot of confirmation being displayed right now today, and I thank and I praise God for it. Hallelujah. Because that means that it's going to be sealed. Two or three witnesses, it's going to be sealed. My scripture today that I want to share with you is Isaiah 65:24. And the Lord has just been dealing with me and dealing with me on this scripture. And it reads, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. And we're talking about queens with riches. And I was studying and I was thinking and I was thinking about women, queens and princes and or ladies, and all of those are women of royalty. They have distinguishing marks of authority, office, or honor. And some of the things that you can look for in queens of riches, God already promises. Now, this is to the people that are obedient. These are to those who are called by his name. These are those of us who are sold out and surrendered everything unto the Lord, that we might be able to be in places of honor. It's time for us to get into, I heard Apostle Chase talking about birthing, and you have to be in position to be able to birth, because there's some things that's going to take place. Women of royalty are aristocratic. They have authority. They have nobleness of mind, character, or spirit, moral excellence. They are notable women, outstanding. They don't look like, sound like, act like women of the world or just ordinary women. Women of royalty are women of excellence. They're notable. They're vital. They're prominent. They're dignified. They're leading. Hallelujah. They're not one to just sink into the background and just become like chameleons, but they're those that will stand out and stand up for that you know to be right. These are royal women of God. Hallelujah. They have authority they got the right to command or to determine, as Apostle Chase said, to declare some things out of our own mouth. We don't sit back and just wait all the time for something to happen, but we stand up, we get up, and we go where God tells us to go, and we speak those things that are not as if they were. Women of royalty have honor. They have high respect. And I want to talk today about manifestation, because there's some promises that's been made. There's some prayers that we have sent up maybe 20 years ago, 10 years ago, that God has not answered yet. But as they're talking about 2011 and things coming to a close in that time period, and we're getting ready to enter into manifestation of the promises of God, they're going to be made known, hallelujah, to the whole world, not just to the church world, but to the entire world. God is going to make some things evident, hallelujah, as he manifests and makes his promises come to pass. Some things are going to be made so clear that the eye is going to see. It's going to be uncovered. Glory to God. God will openly, hallelujah, he's going to perform some things in our lives that everybody will know. The whole world will know. Mm-hmm. Nobody but God is able to do things. We have authority, being women of God, women of royalty, women of excellence, hallelujah, queens with riches. Man, that our riches come to us, because the world has held up the riches of the saints long enough, and it's time now for these things to be made manifest. And all of the prophecies that's been made throughout the year, glory to God. God manifests those things in our lives. And as Apostle Chase says, business, hallelujah, that are being birthed, going to be made manifest. The world's going to wonder how in the world a little bitty old person like that. They don't have any money. They didn't come from a family of high standing. They didn't come, don't have the access or even the credit to do some of these things. But God is going to perform some things. Glory to God. And everybody that falls into line, glory to God. And we're going to bring some people along with us that may not have the faith, and they may not have the standing even with God. That doesn't mean we're better than other people, but it just means we're in position, hallelujah, for these things to be fulfilled and performed in our lives. And I am looking forward to excitement. I want to hear testimonies from these other women of God that are on the line, from Sister Tashana that's on the line, and everybody's listening. I am waiting and anxiously awaiting to hear some testimonies about some miracle that God has performed.
Glory.
God already started before the end of the year. We watched a woman, hallelujah, in our service. Glory to God, the life leave her body from an aneurysm and a massive stroke. And because of the prayers of the saints, hallelujah, God breathed back the breath of life into this woman. Glory to God. Ella Valentine, I thank and praise God for her, for she is now, she's back to church in her nurse's uniform. Glory to God. And God did it. Brought her back from death. By the time the ambulance attendants got there, she was calling Jesus and singing praises unto God, whereas she was totally gone. I know that God has already started working. Glory to God. Get me into gear for what's to come. And I had a very dear friend of mine that had been given a sentence of life without chance of parole. Glory to God. Saints were praying for him because all that they put on him was not, he was not guilty of. God let that man, after 17 years, walk out of a federal prison. To God, he's God already started performing that he said he would do. And I'm looking for it excitedly.
God, I receive it.
Everybody's blessing. I can shout with everybody that God bless. I'll shout as hard with and for you as I do for myself. And I say to us, let us continue to let this fire of excitement be in us as we witness to people, as we preach, as we teach, that people will catch a hold because we can see that our country is just going downhill something terribly. But I know the saints of God can help to hold it up and encourage those that are coming along behind us. Glory to God. God bless you, women of God, and I encourage you to hold on and to hold out and watch and see what God is going to do because he's already started. God bless you.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Oh, my God. I feel like shouting right now. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, my God. Oh, God. Minute after next, I'm sorry, Lord, I actually have 10 more minutes left on the show, so I'm going to give you about 6 minutes to speak unto that woman of God that want to be a queen with riches, know she's a queen with riches, but she's fighting so many tests, trials, tribulations, issues, storm, and rain. People tell her she won't make it to be one, but I want you to begin to speak your life into her. Even if it's a man of God, speak your life into him and tell her what God is going to do for their lives for 2012. We only have 6 more minutes left. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
Word from God today is that we need to consecrate ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
That we as children of God, and it's coming from quickly from Genesis 35 where Jacob was in going to Bethel, and God told him, you know, that he was going to build an altar to God. And it says in verse 7, and he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. And God is telling us today that we ought to consecrate, dedicate to a sacred purpose both our lives and our hearts and our souls to God and only to God. We need to separate ourselves to God, and we need unto God and from the world. Now, we live in the world. We are not of the world. That's what God told us. You know, we must be willing to obey him today, okay, completely and completely. God is not playing today. He said we must be willing to follow his word, not man's word, not our word, but his word. And we must be willing to pursue him. How do we pursue him? By praying, by fasting, by prostrating ourselves before him. God said that's what we need to do today in 2012.
Come on.
Okay. He said we also must surrender everything to him.
Everything.
See, sometimes we think we surrender something, we haven't done it. And God is saying, man, he's talking to the church. He's talking to his people. He said we need to surrender ourselves for real this year in 2012. We need to definitely surrender ourselves. But some things are still we hold. As the woman of God said before me, we need and Apostle Tate said before me that we need to leave it all behind in 2011. What we had in 2011 is all and done with. We need to take our minds off of 2011 now and press forward to 2012.
Boy.
And God says we don't have to look for anything but him in 2012. Our parents can't do it for us. Our pastors can't even do it for us. We have got to press into him and him alone because he has the key to everything that we need. All we got to do is remember to consecrate, separate ourselves. That means that we need to cut off the TV, cut off the computer, and lay out, get the word from God today. He
said
he is our all and our everything. We are his children, and he is our God. And if we claim to be his, then we got to act like it, honey. We got to know that we belong to him this year, that what we're looking for and anticipating, as the women of God said before me, that he's going to perform that thing. But we must consecrate ourselves. We can't
Yes. If we don't do it ourselves, he definitely will do it for us. He's telling us today that there's no more time to fight, as Apostle Trey said. There's no more time to look back and grab hold of something in the past. We got to let that thing go and run like we never ran before, because he is soon to come. But we don't want to be caught with our work undone in 2012. Today is the day for salvation. If you don't know him, you need to get to know him, because he's on his way. And that's what he's saying. So when Jacob went to consecrate, he went to consecrate himself. He told the people before, he said, get rid of everything. I want you to give me the idols. Give me all your foreign gods. Give me everything. Because when we get where we got to go, we can't have all this stuff with us. And some of us are holding on to people. Some of us are holding on to things. Some of us are in places and spaces people put us in that God didn't call us to. We need to let go so God can truly bless us in 2012. So the word today is consecrate yourself unto the Lord. He has great things in store for you. He has great things in store for us. And he wants to use us mightily in 2012. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just want to thank you, women of God, on today. Oh, my God. Maybe, you know, we've been praying for the last couple of days together, and y'all have affirmed so much things that we've been in prayer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I'm just speaking right now. God has showed up and showed out on the airwaves on today. And I thank God for all of my, oh my God, all the queens and bitches that came on today who spoke the word of the Lord on today. I thank God for all of you. Expect God to do everything he said. I'm talking about expect God to bring forth some prophecy that happened that he told you 10 years ago. Expect God to manifest a thing like that he told you 5 years ago. Expect God to bring forth the something he told you a week ago. Expect God to do it for all of you who came on this airway. Today, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is going to meet all the odds. He's going to open some doors that don't make it close, and he's going to close some doors that don't make it open in your life. Hallelujah. Expect yourself when you're lost that your shadow will be blessed. Expect that whenever you want to need, you're going to touch it. It's going to manifest itself. Expect when you get up and you're in the morning and you're going to close your day. Don't get afraid. Don't get scared when you're 30 days old. God will manifest that thing that you spoke out of your mouth. And running over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we close out on today, we have 4 more minutes. I'm not going to be able to open up the phone lines on today. So all the people that's online, and so many people are, and people are going to chat room and everything and on Skype, I just want you all to just leave me a comment. And then if you need to talk to anyone, particular women of God, I will surely give them your information and everything, and you can be able to listen to the show and ask another 20 minutes to be live again. When I'm not even listen to it, I'll post it up on I'm a Ruby. I'll post it up on Facebook and Twitter. It will be known for you to listen to this show. I thank God for the last show on Faith, Faith, and Finance Friday for 2011. Next time we be on next week, it'll be 2012, the first Friday at 2012. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. I'm expecting God to do some great things for 2012. I'm telling you, I'm even expecting some testimony service. Actually, God told me I'm going to up my service some more now on his radio show, because we study going over, because God is doing great things on his radio show, and he's moving mightily on this radio show. Hallelujah. So I thank God for you and you and you. I thank God for all my unworthy listeners who have been listening to me for the last year and a half. I thank God for you. This show would not even take place if it was not for you. So I thank God for my kings and queens with riches sitting in heavenly places. Know that you walk in greatness. Know that you'll be following your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. Know that you're moving forward and you won't be stopped. Know that there's something in your future and it looks much better than it looks right now. Know that your greater day is here right now. Know that God will manifest everything in your life. Prophesy to the end of the earth. Prophesy to the atmosphere. Prophesy to the hemisphere. Prophesy to the valley. And know that God will and see you in heavenly places. I'm your host.
little burnt when I got old.
Shoot right back to the stove.
You didn't pray, I needed a load. When I got old, talking to people I didn't know that Jesus can deliver your soul.
Oh, oh, rejoice, yeah. When he came in with his two girls, like a gentleman with a whole bunch of keys.
He's the shining light of the
sea. He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah.
He did it for you,
he's over me, rearranged your life. Free from bondage, free from strife.
Here with you, man.
I'm a witness here with you.
He's
rebuilt, he can be the mechanic. Let him get it, you forget it. When you say it and he can read it. Let him fix it, might as well go.
Kick me and we ain't gonna fix it.
Might as well eat, rest my feet.
Start to stumble,
might as well sleep. With the gun deal, you believe you can see. All your haters get ready to leave.